Hey, all right, it's 10:54. It looks rainy out. I mean, I don't like the rain, but it gives me a good excuse not to run, which is always, hey, I can't go. I'm going to be soaking wet. Oh, I saw some movie last night, Gemini. That's fine. Go see it if you want. It's fine. That's all I can say. I don't want to spoil it if you want to see it. But I'll say this. If you think there's going to be another, like, swerve after the first one, there isn't. I think we've been taught to expect a second swerve. Like, here's the thing, and then, ooh, no, here's the other. So when there's just one, you're like, oh. That's it? And then it just, like, ends. Oh, yeah. All right. But up until that, I enjoyed it. Oh, what's going on in the news? Besides Trump tweeting crazy bullshit because he wants to take down Amazon. Amazon's great. Everybody loves Amazon. And then now you got these people that, you know, that love Trump so much, they're going to be like, oh, now, hey, Amazon sucks too. I shouldn't do a hillbilly accent. There's fucking plenty of people with New York accents and Midwestern accents, probably even California. California is all these places where the people are conservative, and then they're like, they get mad that most of the people aren't. That's what makes the place not conservative, not Republican, is most of the people aren't Republicans. Why are you mad? There's only a few states. The rest are like, you know, there's plenty of Republican states. There's just not a lot of people in them. Well, Texas got a lot of people. I don't know how it breaks down. But if you Google, like, election map by population, and it kind of adjusts the sizes of everything by the populations, it's kind of, you see what it really looks like. Because a lot of that red area is dirt. Just miles and miles of dirt or desert of, like, and nothing there. No people, probably some animals. When, you know, you see New York City is a small blue, but that's a shit ton of people. You know that. Why am I acting like I'm teaching you something? What, I'm smarter? No. But I need something to talk about. Not that I think I'm informing the public. I needed something to talk about, and that came into my brain. Oh, because of the Amazon thing. And yeah, I don't know. Everybody loves Amazon. That's all I can say. Maybe, I don't understand what they're doing to the post office other than mailing stuff. Is that like, hey, I just mailed a letter. The post office is my bitch. They got to take it wherever. You know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense to me. All right, China to ban citizens from bad social credits in quotes. China to ban citizens with bad social credit rating from taking flights or using trains for up to a year. Oh, fucking shit. This is bananas. This is a Black Mirror episode where the woman keeps getting bad, like, Uber ratings and whatever ratings, and then she can't do shit, and you have to have a certain number of, like, stars in order to do, like, things, and this is the beginning. We're all going to have our own Uber rating for everything. My Uber rating is pretty high, but it's not 5 stars, which fucking drives me crazy. I've never given an Uber driver less than 5 stars in my life. Who gives less than 5 stars? You are an asshole. So one of these drivers says, I'm less than 5 stars. I did not shit in there. I don't drink, so I'm not throwing up in their fucking car, which would be the only reason to give somebody not a good rating, is if they threw up. Did I not give you a good conversation? Fuck you. I got to get rated every time I'm in another town and I got to get somewhere. You're going to give me, I've had shitty drivers, 5 stars, because I feel bad. What kind of person am I? I'm going to give a person, this guy is trying to make a living, or woman, I've had woman Uber drivers, but this person is trying to make a living, and I'm going to somehow interfere with that, with my pettiness. You know, the ride's over, what's the difference? Am I going to see this driver again? Probably not. I had one dude, he's like, you got to give me 5 stars, my rating's low. Please. And I was like, you got it, man. No problem. 5 stars. You got it. I know some people make a point to say when they're getting out of the car, I'm giving you 5 stars. I think they're looking for a little reciprocal action. My friend Samir does that. He's like, I'm giving you, great driver, I'm giving you 5 stars. And I wonder if that works for him. But I know some people with their ratings are pretty low, and they're like, they don't even know why. But then they said, those are the people that tell me, you know, it's fine, wear your headphones in the car. That's my problem with Uber. I can't listen to a podcast. I just want to listen to a podcast. I just want to relax. I don't want to fucking talk to somebody. But in China, you better fucking get with it. You better talk to that Uber driver. You better put on a goddamn show, because if they fuck with you, you ain't going on a plane or a train for a year. Motherfuckers. Teacher who ran white supremacist podcast, she said was satire, submits resignation. See, this is the thing with the white supremacist or the alt-right or the people that do this shit. There's like a comedian that's like a fucking alt-right comedian that says all sorts of fucking hateful bullshit. And then they'll be like, it's satire. It's like they don't even have the courage to stand. It's like if you're going to be a white supremacist, if you think that your whiteness makes you so fucking great, at least stand behind it. At least I could be like, okay, you're crazy or something. You got like brainwashed. And when you go, it's satire. You don't even have the fucking. You're just a coward. You're a racist coward. Not that that's much worse than a racist, like indignant racist, but there's something like. It's like you know that it's wrong. You know that you're wrong, and then you still it's just fucking gross. But I heard, I saw this on CNN like a week ago, this woman, they were playing like bits of her podcast. And it was totally like fucking, it wasn't satire. She's being totally straight up saying that there's testing that says certain races are smarter than other races. It's fucking, I shouldn't be teaching if you think that, you know, there's certain races smarter than other races, and proclaiming it publicly on a podcast. I guess if it's just in your brain, there's really nothing anybody can do about it. It's your secret, but you can't keep that secret. That's the thing. The racist person, they could have a secret. They could just stick in their head all the time, just being like, "Ooh, I'm racist, and I'm white, and white is the best." You know, you could be another race and be racist, but if you're a white supremacist, you should be white. And, you know, I'm a white supremacist. We're the best. Oh, look at this black guy. He's not as good as me. And as long as you keep it in your head, there's nothing that can happen. But you can't. You gotta tell somebody. You gotta tell somebody. You can't just keep it inside. Because it's like, what good is it if you don't tell somebody? You're like, hey, dude, can I tell you something? I don't like people that aren't white. And then that dude's gotta be like, what? I don't. And either, and then if he's like, yeah, me neither. Oh, fuck. Let's go tell that other dude. And then they go to this other guy, and he's like, yeah, fuck off. And they're like, oh, you're a soy boy. Whatever fucking alt-right insult they have that week. They come up with a group insult, and then they fucking hammer it. You know, first it was snowflake. Snowflake! They do that, like, constantly. And now it's soy boy. I think I'll change my Twitter name to soy boy. I don't even take in a lot of soy. But I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, what are these people putting on their Chinese food? It's the most delicious thing to put on Chinese food. Soy sauce. I love soy sauce. Maybe I'm a soy sauce boy. A lot of sodium in there. I don't like go low sodium. All right. We did it. Across the finish line. Today was another day. And tomorrow will also be a day. And there'll be a podcast. So I'll see you then. Tomorrow, that is. We love you.